For weeks, I had been searching for the great lost city, Ciudad Blanca. It is considered the El Dorado of Central America, and scores of explorers, adventurers, scientists, and government secret agents have pursued it for hundreds of years, all the way back to Christopher Columbus and the conquistador Hernan Cortez. Some died, many got sick or lost, or simply disappeared.
That's writer and adventurer Christopher Stewart reading from Jungle Land, a book about his search for the fabled lost city, Ciudad Blanca.
Douglas Preston, writing in The New Yorker, once described the lost city as among the unanswered mysteries of the world. Paul Theroux, in his novel The Mosquito Coast, doesn't mention it by name, but refers to a secret city in the Honduran jungle, inhabited by a secluded and enigmatic tribe called the Munchies. I'd never expected to come here. I'd heard the stories about how the vanished jungle metropolis might actually be the capital of a forgotten Mesoamerican civilization 2,000 or more years old. I'd heard other equally archaic stories about ghostly spirits that protect the ruins, indigenous people with ancient secrets, murderous gold prospectors, and an American spy who had claimed in 1940 that he had found the sacred place, only to die unexpectedly before disclosing the location. The last story ultimately pulled me into the jungle.
Thank you. Well, romance is great. Everybody loves a little romance, especially when you're sitting home in New York thinking about it, I guess. But then there are the place to start, I think, really, is with the questions your wife kept asking you. What were you thinking? What were you looking for?
Yeah, she thought it was a bit crazy at first. But it gets back to this very human, I think, desire, this itch to believe that there are places out there. I mean, you know, look, I when I started thinking about this place, I had just settled down. I had just gotten married. I'd gotten a mortgage. I had a 3-year-old. We moved out of the fast-paced Manhattan to the, you know, sleepier Brooklyn. And I, you know, stumbled across this lost city out there. And I just kept thinking to myself, God, wouldn't it be wonderful just to sort of step away from this life, this very comfortable life, and just see if it actually exists? She thought that was crazy, but in the end, I prevailed and left for the search.
But there's still, I think, the question of motivation to be talked about, because you're very clear that you're a New Yorker, you're a city guy, you don't even like camping very much.
Oh yeah, I was. In that way, it was absolutely insane. I think the last time I camped, I was 10 years old in my parents' backyard, and that doesn't really constitute camping. I don't much like trekking, you know, the idea of, you know, being outside for long periods in the rain and then sleeping in the rain. That's as attractive as traveling, I think, to Mars. But again, I think it was the idea of challenging myself. I kept coming back to is the romance of this disappeared place and the possibility of stumbling upon it. You know, people had been searching for hundreds of years for this place. This is El Dorado of Central America. And I thought, you know, the journals, I mean, ultimately it was the journals that led me there, led me to believe that there was a possibility of finding this place, and that was able to persuade my wife that it wasn't absolutely insane, but just partly insane.
Well, that's the essence, isn't it? I mean, it's not just the dream. It's not just the city of gold that you're running for. You came across something concrete, these journals of Theodore Mord. He was really the beginning of it all for you, wasn't he?
Yes. You know, it was just a disappeared lost city until I actually found out that there was this American spy in the 1940s who claimed he found this place. There were many stories written about his discovery, but the one missing piece was the location of it. We knew it was on Honduras, but he never disclosed the location. And he ended up dying after World War II, and with his death, his journals all disappeared. But I ended up actually tracking those journals down to his nephew's place in North Carolina. And there was lots of clues to where this place could be. And I thought, gosh, nobody's followed up since him, and I actually have some evidence here that this place could actually exist.
You must have, at moments when you got there, felt that this was an impossible quest, that we live in a world with satellites and planes that fly overhead and look at everything, and with these huge swaths of forest that had been cut down to nothing. I can imagine a little despair.
Yeah. There are many moments of despair where I was traveling through the jungle and just not believing, thinking that it was all such a big charade on his part. He was driving me out into the jungle on this fool's quest, particularly after, you know, a big, you know, 8 or 9 hour slog through, you know, through jungle with my, you know, feet blisters and rain coming down, and you know, and I was, yeah, like I was traveling with three guides, who would, time to time would also say, you know, this is a little crazy. Do we really think that Mord actually found anything? So yeah, there were many moments where I thought maybe we should turn back. You know, my guide got sick at one point. You know, we ran into some pirates at another point. My body felt pretty broken up, and I was ready to turn back. And not to mention my wife, who I got on the satellite phone once or twice, was a little worried too.
Still asking you why you were there.
Why are you there? And incidentally, it was my daughter's 4th birthday, so I was missing that. So the guilt was really started to gather.
So how did you decide where to go next? Because he did, or at least he swore he did, find the city. So you must have wanted to go in the right direction.
We made our way down the river to the Indian villages that he visited and talked to them about this legend and about the people that had come looking for it. And we found an elderly man, one of the oldest Indians in the village that we were directed to, and, you know, asked him about Mord's story, and he told us that he remembered Americans coming through at that time. I didn't remember Mord's name specifically, but did talk about some ruins that were far up another river called the Wampu. Now, in Mord's journal, what's interesting is that, like the spy in him, there seemed to be places where he almost coded things into the journals. And he wrote in the journal, "No archaeological ruins up the Wampu," which seems strange because when I was traveling all over this area, people kept on talking about ruins up the Wampu. So we, of course, went up the Wampu.
And what did you find?
We found a fairly large archaeological site that was... I imagined going into this that I would see, you know, this sort of the Indiana Jones version of a city, you know, the pillars covered in trees and engorged in shrubbery, and, you know, the monkey gods that Mord had described, and just sort of walking into this place and thinking, wow, this is a city that's just sort of been swallowed up by the jungle. It's just totally covered by trees, but there's no pillars. It just looks like a carpet that's been upturned. And it's one of the things that I probably wouldn't have actually even seen it if it weren't for my archaeologist. It was Chris Bagley, who was traveling with me, who pointed out, you know, these 20 or 30 foot hills that were actually weren't hills. It was jungle that had covered these ruins.
Do you find, you went there looking for adventure. You went seeking a trip that you could remember forever. Do you find yourself seeing the buildings rising out of that ruin?
Well, I stood there for, you know, a very long time, looking there, and I closed my eyes, and I could just, maybe it's just, you know, I'd been journeying for so many weeks at that point that I wanted to see something, and, you know, you close your eyes and you can see it sort of rising up around you. As Chris Bagley put it, you know, the archaeologist traveling with me, I said, "Where is it?" And he said, "Just look around. It's everywhere."
Wow. Was it enough? Was this the adventure you wanted?
It was more than I wanted. You know, I look back on it romantically thinking, God, that was what a wonderful trip. You know, but there were very few moments where I was actually thinking on that trip, this is a beautiful thing. I'm so happy to be out here. Most of the time I was thinking, well, let's find this place. I just want to get out of here.
Christopher Stewart's book is called Jungle Land.